This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The pro-life candidate who scared Planned Parenthood so badly it spent $500,000 trying to defeat her will be introduced to the nation as Senator Joni Ernst when she gives the GOP response to pro-abortion President Barack Obama's State of the Union address next week. She defeated an ardent supporter of abortion and is the first woman elected senator from Iowa. Some California legislators are willing to ignore the failures where assisted suicide has been made legal. They promise a very aggressive push for a bill to legalize the practice there this year. They ignore that in every jurisdiction where it's allowed, relatives looking for less expense and more inheritance shop for doctors, seek the death of those who are vulnerable or not terminal, and pressure relatives to stop consuming money to end it all in suicide. Two California senators are looking for co-sponsors. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion. But pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In preparation for Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia in September, one pro-life advocate is calling for a moratorium on abortion during the visit. Planned Parenthood responded with a terse no. Pro-life groups have invited Pope Francis to come and pray with them outside one of Philadelphia's abortion facilities. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.